Two girls walked by, 18, 19 years old. One of the girls caught him watching. She flipped him off, then gave a little twitch of her hips as she sauntered by, jeans so low and tight they appeared painted on her ass. He muttered a single word under his breath, and the girl suddenly picked up her pace, dragging her startled friend behind her. Smiling, the man let them go. It almost made up for the bad coffee. He'd started his Walpole stint in PC, protective custody for snitches and bitches. It was a double-bunked dorm room-like situation, technically medium security. "Don't screw this up," his court-appointed attorney had told him sternly. "For a guy like you, this is as good as it's going to get." First night, his bunkmate had curled up in the corner and begged him not to rape him. The man had stared at the sniveling mass in disgust. He did not jitterbug. Second night, the bunkmate started crying, and the man gave in to his baser impulses and beat the little shit unconscious. That at least shut him up. It also gained the man an infraction and a reputation. He didn't know it then, but the hawks were already watching, the prison scuttlebutt working overtime. His act of hostility got him kicked into general pop, then the real adventure began. A white guy had two choices in prison: join the Aryan Brotherhood for protection against the blacks and the Hispanics, or find God. God's protection was a little less certain inside the cement walls of Walpole. The man, boy, became a neo-Nazi. He got an education: how to poke holes in the drywall of his cell, then patch them up with toothpaste and modeling paint to hide the drugs. How to pass off cigarettes, cocaine, heroin, you name it, using the rolled cuffs of his pants. How to fasten razor blades to the metal frame of his bunk or inside the tank of his toilet to catch the fingers of inexperienced guards. How to live surrounded by dirty, filthy, angry men. How to piss in front of an audience. How to take a dump in front of an audience. How to sleep through certain half-realized screams while knowing to wake for others. How to pass day after excruciating day inhaling stale, over-processed air that stank of urine and Windex. He still didn't learn quite enough. They caught him the second year. Boston Red Sox were trying to make the World Series, and the guards were glued to the TV. The Hispanics came out of nowhere and bungled him good. Guards said they never saw a thing. So did his two fellow neo-Nazis, who never took their eyes off the game. He was big, he was strong, he was mean. He managed to break various ribs, noses, and wrists of his eight attackers. They got his kidney with a homemade shank, dropping him like a stuck rhino and leaving him to bleed out on the floor. One of the white guys came over then. "Baby rapist," the neo-Nazi said, and spat on the man's face.